Greetings, I'm Bill Kleitgen. I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Joy Hatchett, Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy Unit for the Maryland Insurance Administration. And Joy is here today to bring us up to date with insurance in Maryland, what to watch out for, and how to get some help. Joy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, thanks so much for coming. I know you're busy. And as a taxpayer, I love that because I know you are earning your pay because you are one busy lady. Anyway, first of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, I think it's been at least a year or so since you've been on the show. Could you tell us a little bit about the Insurance Administration?
Well, Bill, our agency, we are the state agency that regulates all of the insurance companies. We basically make sure that the insurance companies comply with all of Maryland laws. And we do that for all types of insurance, your life insurance, your health insurance, your automobile insurance, and your homeowner's insurance. We look at their finances. We look at the policies they sell you, all of that. But the bottom line, what does that mean for consumers? Let's say that you're involved in an automobile accident. And you have an issue or you don't understand what the insurance company is doing when it comes to your particular claim, We are the state agency that you can come to, and for free, we'll try to help you understand what they're doing, and we'll find out if they have violated Maryland laws in any way. And if, in fact, they've done that, then we can require them to pay the claim, or we can fine them if they've done something that is really a serious violation of Maryland law.
Yeah, I'd love to have you on the show and to raise people's awareness about insurance and about the help that's out there for understanding insurance, because it is very complex.
Well, insurance is one of those things that's very complicated, and most people don't understand what their rights and their responsibilities are under their policy. And my unit, what we try to do is we try to travel around the state and help people one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And we also provide a lot of consumer brochures that explain your policy and what you have the right to do if an insurance company ever denies a claim. My theory is if I can help you on the front end better understand your policy and understand what you're purchasing, and you make the right decision, then I'll never need to talk to you on the back end because you'll already have the right policy and you'll know how to get that claim paid.
Yeah, that's a good point. How can somebody contact the Maryland Insurance Administration?
Well, there are a couple of ways. One way is they can give us a call, and we have a phone number that's an 800 number, 1-800-492-6116. Or they can look on our website, which is insurance, spell out insurance, dot Maryland, spell out Maryland, dot gov. And that's where you can find lots of different brochures. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or we've recently started putting out lots of information on the community network called Nextdoor. We try to put out general information on all three of those social media sites to help people, and just so that you know some of the basic rules that are out there in the insurance world.
Great. Thank you. And your job and responsibilities are to make sure that everything works.
Exactly. We're there to make sure that the policy that you've spent your money on, that the insurance company upholds their promise to you, because that's really what insurance is all about. For amount of money you have given the insurance company, and the insurance company has promised that when you have a claim that falls under the terms of your policy, that they will pay that particular claim. So we're there to make sure that all of that happens.
Yeah. And the first step is getting in contact with you if you have any questions.
Absolutely. One of the great things that we have is, for instance, we have a homeowner's brochure that explains everything to you about what you should be looking for when you're buying a homeowner's insurance policy. Mm-hmm. And then we also have what's called a rate comparison guide. And it's a guide that allows you to compare the rates of the different homeowners insurance companies. So that's something that will really help you when you're shopping for a policy.
Right. Yes, they are. And they can find those by getting in contact with you?
They can find those by giving us a call at that 1-800-492-6116 or by going to our website. And the website, again, is insurance.maryland.gov.
Let's talk about homeowners insurance. Folks hear about hurricanes and they think, oh, geez, that's terrible. That's terrible. But we haven't had a hurricane in a long time. I mean, why do I have to have homeowners insurance?
Well, let's step back for a second, because homeowners insurance covers many things. And just 2 weeks ago, we had the tornadoes that hit people in Mount Airy, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County.
Right.
And that homeowners insurance policy was able to step in to help take care of those particular losses. The normal house fire, we hear about house fires every single day.
Mm.
Your homeowners insurance will take care of you for that as long as you've got the appropriate coverage. Wind damage, homeowners insurance. You've got a water sewer backup. If you've got the appropriate coverage, your homeowner's insurance will cover that. And I tell people, think of any type of loss that either you, your family, or a friend has had. And think of if they didn't have the right homeowner's insurance. Who would pay for that? They'd have to pay for it out of their pocket. So unless you have lots of resources, yeah, and you're able to pay for those damages, then homeowners insurance is something that you need. One of the things that I find is that when you have your mortgage, your lender's going to say, you must get homeowners insurance. As soon as you pay that mortgage off, a lot of people are saying, I don't need homeowners insurance anymore. Or when we got our senior citizens and they've got a limited income, they say, well, I really can't afford it anymore. My question is, can you afford not to have it?
Yeah. Yeah. Because if something happens, like you're saying, and I guess that includes somebody falling on your property.
Exactly. Because your homeowner's insurance is there to protect you under the liability section. So if someone comes onto your property and slips or falls, or there's other kinds of injuries based on your homeowner's insurance, first and foremost, they will defend the action. But if, in fact, there's a claim, they will pay up to the policy limits.
Yeah, and I guess the first step in either getting good homeowner's insurance or in making sure that you're not overpaying for yours or not underinsured is to give you folks a call.
Right. And this is what I also tell folks. Uh-huh. Every year, your insurance company sends you what's called a declaration page.
Right.
That declaration page lays out what's covered, what's not covered, policy limits, and everything else. And most of the time, the only thing people look at on that declaration page is the cost. They don't look at any of the coverages, if anything's changed. What they should do is pull out that declaration page, mm-hmm, go to our website. We've got a document that helps you understand that declaration page. And then if they've got any questions or issues, give us a... They can always go to their insurance agent or broker, but if they aren't happy or still have questions, they can come to us and we can help them with that.
Ah, good. And that's good advice. That's very good advice, because you could save money and you can protect yourself from these various things that can happen to your house or to your apartment.
Absolutely. A lot of people mistakenly think that if I'm a renter and something goes wrong, my landlord is going to take care of my stuff. If a person falls, frequently those responsibilities, when somebody falls in your apartment, actually are your responsibility, not your landlord's.
Yeah.
And it is never your individual personal property items are never the responsibility of your landlord. And let me give you another example. We're getting ready to go through the holiday season and people are doing shopping. So let's say you're a renter and you're out shopping at one of the malls and your car is broken into and somebody steals everything out of your car. That's not an automobile insurance claim. That's either a homeowner's or a renter's claim. So if you don't have renter's insurance and you've got thousands of stuff, dollars worth of stuff stolen from your automobile, you're not going to have any way to get that money back.
Yeah, and the shopping center or wherever it is you park or the store, it's not their legal responsibility, so they're not going to help either.
You'll see all over the parking center's lots, they basically say to you, don't leave things in your car.
Right.
We aren't responsible. Right. So
yeah, that waives the responsibility legally for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I know that there are, unfortunately, various frauds that pop up and I guess that are almost constant. What are some things for folks to watch out for?
Well, the big thing for people to remember is make sure that you're dealing with a licensed agent, broker, or insurance company before you make any purchase. Mm-hmm. And the way to check that out is to come to our website and confirm that they are licensed to do business here in the state of Maryland. Because what you don't want to do is give your money to a fraudulent entity that doesn't exist, and then you don't have an insurance policy. The other thing that we sometimes see are fraudulent accidents, where you see it on the news frequently, where people run into others intentionally and then claim it's the other person's fault.
Right.
And so you've got to look out for that. On our website, we have something called a Move It brochure.
Uh-huh.
And that explains what you should do if you're ever in an automobile accident. And one of the biggest and most important things is to take pictures, not only of the damage to your vehicle, but of the individuals that are in the other vehicle, so that later on down the road, there's not a third passenger or fourth passenger that was not in the car at the time of your accident.
Right.
Also, the thing that we tell people is if you go and get medical treatment, check your bills carefully to make sure that the treatment that you've actually received is the only thing that's on that bill. Sometimes we have less than honest people in the medical area that are overcharging for particular treatment or charging for treatment that was not given. So the best thing that you can do to protect yourself is to make sure that anything that's on those bills are actually treatment that you've received.
Yeah, and then that's a very good point. That's something that folks should do with their receipts anyway.
Absolutely.
I don't know how much money I've saved, for example, by checking long food lists of things that, you know, a receipt that I had, and it was an erroneous charge. It wasn't a deliberate, it was accidental or whatever it was, but it was on there and I paid for it.
And the thing, we all have limited income at this point and we don't want to pay for things that we're not receiving.
That's right. Excuse me. Little frog in the throat today. we have about, 30 seconds left. What would you add?
The most important thing that I want people to know is the Maryland Insurance Administration is there to help you, the consumer, if you ever have either a problem or just a question about an insurance company or an insurance agent or just any insurance related questions. We are a resource, and I would hope that people would remember that they can come to us, and for free we would try to help them with any of their insurance issues, concerns, or questions.
Great. And that contact information one more time, please.
For the phone number, it's 800-492-6116. Our website, insurance.maryland.gov, or they can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and we're now also on Nextdoor.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Joy Hatchett, Associate Commissioner for Consumer Education and Advocacy for the Maryland Insurance Administration. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thanks so much.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.